Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. I'm sorry. But it is. It's Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now, a quick reminder, a few things that always happen on Friday, right? R-E-D, red. Wear something red on Friday, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. Started by a few Marine moms a couple of years back. I do my best each and every Friday to wear something red. Sometimes the laundry operation, will they cooperate? Sometimes not. This week, thank God for my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey. Down there in Emily's bracelets. No, because I did not have a red piece of clothing in the rotation. So, would I be without red today? No. What did I do? I used one, not even all, but one of my red bracelets from Emily Morrissey. Emily'sBracelets.com. By the way, voted the best jewelry store in all of Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's true. So thank you, Emily, for saving me today. I appreciate it. What else do we do on Fridays? Well, I put on my Peppa Pig hat because, frankly, nothing says it's Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Last night was a debate that ordinarily, generally speaking, nobody would have paid attention to, right? The Attorney General. What? Well, it was probably the most watched Attorney General debate in history. Up in New York, they were dealing with that, what's his name, Moron Zamdani? Or Zamdan Morani? I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, he's going to be the mayor of New York, sad to say. 2 hours for that thing. I don't know how that went, and I got friends who watched it. I chose, obviously, to pay attention to the AG's debate. Let me start with the positive. The University of Richmond and the Virginia Bar Association, my humble opinion, did an excellent job. Excellent. The timing was appropriate. The guy asking the questions, the moderator, I don't know. Boy, I apologize, sir, whoever you are. I think you're the president of the Virginia Bar Association, or you're whoever lost the short straw thing. I don't know, but you did one hell of a job. You should be tapped to do all of the debates everywhere. That should be your next calling. It was excellent. It really, really was. It was clear who the, quote, winner was, although you wouldn't know that from some of the shills that are out there. And we'll get to the shills because there are plenty of them. I just heard a clip in Charles Pyle's news from one of the guys I would say is a shill. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you details on that in a second. So do we have some of this germ? Look, I'm throwing it out there to Jeremy. And Jeremy's in a weird mood today simply because it's his birthday tomorrow. And I believe he has started celebrating early. That's what I've heard. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I just heard it on the radio, so, you know, it's got to be true. All right, Germ, just grab me a little piece of Jason Meares, Jay Jones, or Jay Jones, Jason Meares, please.
By every standard, Jay Jones does not have the experience or the judgment to serve as the top prosecutor. But now we know something else. We have seen a window to who Jay Jones is and the way he thinks of people that disagree with him. Abraham Lincoln said that character is what you do in the dark when no one is watching. But now we know what he was doing in the dark. Jay Jones was angry at Todd Gilbert. Why? Because Todd Gilbert said kind words about a Democrat that had passed away, Joe Johnson. Jay Jones had said that he wanted to piss on the grave of his political opponents. And what did he want to do to Todd Gilbert? Two bullets to the head. Why? Because he didn't like his politics. What's worse? He wanted Jennifer Gilbert, a mother with two small children, ages 2 and 5. He said that he hoped to see their children die in their arms. Why? Because in his own words, he said that pain is the only way that change can occur. We know that he has said to a colleague that he hoped cops would die, because that's also how change can occur.
Let me be very clear. I am ashamed. I am embarrassed. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Speaker Gilbert. I'm sorry to his family. I'm sorry to my family. And I'm sorry to every single Virginian. I cannot take back what I said. But you have my word that I will always be accountable for my mistakes. And you also have my word that I will spend every waking moment fighting for you. Now, again, Jason is going to try to make this race about my mistakes. But this race has always been about more. It's always been about each and every one of you and the future of this Commonwealth. And the stakes of this race are too high for it to be about anything else. Because when Donald Trump fires workers, defunds our schools, and levies tariffs that destroy our regional economies, sends armed troops into cities and defunds law enforcement, he has a willing cheerleader here in Jason Meares who will not step up to sue. Where other attorneys general have fought to protect their state's resources and values and institutions, Jason hasn't done that.
It is, well, on the one hand, it's kind of funny to listen to Jay Jones. I was trying to explain this to somebody relatively new to the community. I said, look, Jay Jones is a lightweight, okay? Jay Jones is sort of the not ready for primetime candidate. Jay Jones comes from a very prominent Democrat Party family. And his entire life, he has been told what he will be. He is the product of private schools, and I don't think there's anything wrong with private schools, but while he wants to paint this picture of just being the regular guy, nothing could be further from the truth. He is, in other words, like so many on the left, a complete and total phony. This is a character he is portraying, a little bit like Abigail Spamberger, who portrays the character of a moderate. Jay Jones has had everything handed to him his entire life. And there are a few things that you need to take away from that entire debate. And I know we have more. But as someone who watched it in live time, took notes, went back, rewatched it this morning, I was all over the country talking about it, doing analysis. Here's what I can tell you. Jay Jones proved time and time and time again that he is a politician, that he is running for office. The office is of no consequence to him. But here's the reality. If you watch the debate, if you listen to the debate, if you read the transcript of the debate, then you know that Jay Jones really, honestly, wants to be in Washington, D.C. He doesn't really have any interest in being the attorney general. That's besides the fact that he has no qualifications to be the attorney general, but he doesn't have any interest in it. I stopped counting at 40. I cannot tell you how many times he said Trump. I did. I counted till 40 and I thought, you know what? I'm done. I somewhere beyond 40. If you actually kept count, let me know. Seriously, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you kept actual count, again, I stopped counting at 40. If you made the mistake of playing Uncle Jeff's little drinking game instead of setting the over-under, you were blottoed about 8 minutes into that debate. Remember what the drinking game was? Take a shot of something every time he says Trump? Frankly, if you really did that, well, you wouldn't be listening because you'd be deceased. There's no way you could have survived that. Even if you did the junior version, the JV version, which is what I thought I would do, take a sip of a beverage each time he said Trump, I was done. I'm thinking, well, I can't really make myself another drink at this point. I just, no, I'm not going to do it. But
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam and more of it, and I will remind you that Jason Meares will be with us at 5:05, the Attorney General, who last night, do you know what Jason Meares did last night? In my humble opinion, and I'm right, he prosecuted a case. That's what he did. He assembled a case against Jay Jones. He laid out the facts of the case. In addition to that, he came with the receipts. He had dates and times and incontrovertible facts. Jay Jones had blah, 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 yada, 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 Trump. Blah, 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 yada, 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 Trump. We'll talk more about it as we head through the afternoon. Again, Attorney General Jason Meares will be here at 5:05. Coming up at 3:35, fresh off the CEO Summit at Liberty University, Dr. Dave Bratt will talk a little bit about economics. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.